as a leader, sometimes you have to be able to say, you know, okay, where did I learn that? How many steps of leadership? It doesn't fit anything.
Right.
There's no, okay, what is that? I don't know what it means, but that's what we needed. And so a leader has to look at different ways because you have different people. And if you're trying to impose only one way all the time with different people, you'll have more problems because you're trying to fit the circle into the square, the triangle into the rectangle. You look, come up with a new board with the same values.
Right. And that's the key. The key is it always got to come back to that.
Same values. In other words, if they start violating the values, then it doesn't make any difference if they're a rectangle, a square, or whatever. Like, this is the way we're going to do it. And that's what, but figuring out how to get high performance with talented people and in pressure situations against other talented people is not easy. You know, it's intricate.
Right.
And it doesn't follow a certain formula. But if you have a culture that's value-based, you have this, I want to be a part of that, I'm safe there, I feel comfortable, all these things, I trust the people. Then if you have all those, then that little, me telling them, go ahead and lose, of course I don't want them to lose. If I don't have that, they might say, well, he told us he wanted to lose. You know, they
right.
literally...
They right, take it literally.
Right.
I understand.
And so I know that they're not... They know I don't... You know. In other words, I basically told them, you solve it or we lose.
Right. I love it.
And so...
But dysfunction does not always have to be a reason to lose.
No.
See, too often I hear that in businesses and other places. Wow, we got this problem. We got these people that don't like each other. And... Man, it's just, we're in chaos
again,
as a result.
Again, it depends on the dysfunction, the basis of the dysfunction. I mean, different lifestyles or whatever, they dress differently and all. Those aren't value. We can get over those. Dysfunction can be caused by, a lot.
Right.
Maybe most people want to be moaning about something. They want something to be going wrong.
That's sad.
I know, but it's true.
Yeah.
And you say, well, not in our culture. That doesn't happen in our culture. And so some of these really menial things that can lead to big things should never occur in a really good culture base, because I'm not going to show me being so little in this culture.
Right.
Now, if there isn't anything, then I can show how little I am a lot.
Often, yeah.
Often. And that's what you want in the, it's like, okay, we're not going to have all those things. So when something does happen, let's take a look at it.
Right.
And that's why you want all your people taking care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
because, as you said, if it just has to come back to the leader,
you get it. You get it too late too.
Right. Yeah.
It's already festered for a long time, and it's led to something else. People need to be able to solve these things or not let them happen in all different aspects of what you're doing.